Blog Talk Radio.
Matters of the heart. The celestial energies, brother wisdom. You know, I checked out the YouTube sent an alert telling me that there were 956 likes on the YouTube community posting No Fear. And this is something that our folk have really, really struggled with in the past, and now that we have awakened ourselves, the struggle is no more. Now it's more so of we aligning ourselves with certain energies in order to dominate the entire infrastructure that was created. Now I'm watching as their programs are crumbling, the money programs, you know, that whole money program, that corporation, that business program that they created is crumbling. And now I see where, you know, this Arcturian Trump is and his Arcturian counterparts are working, because they're trying to they had this Nassara act going on where they want to dissolve the corporate and bring back the We the People. And you got to remember that We the People is only for the so-called white folk and not for the original beings of this world. And that's how it was written, you know. So what we have to understand is the programs that they created are crumbling, and this is the reason why we must take advantage of this crumbling program and begin to re-implement our original program. The planet's a program is a tropical program, okay? Our planet is a tropical planet, all right? The entire planet, no part of the planet is supposed to be cold, all right? You have to remember, if you go back into your past lives, you will see that the most furthest point of the planet, the North Pole and the South Pole, were actually the hottest points of the planet, and not the equator, all right? The North Pole and the South Pole reached at temperatures well over 150 degrees, 160 degrees, and there were brothers and sisters who lived in that type of setting. You have, of course, the South Pole, which the average temperature was about 120 to 130 degrees, all right? And there was brothers and sisters who also lived in that climate area. As far as what you call the islands, because every land is not a continent, it's an island, all right? Continent has to do with corporations. All right, when I went and looked up the etymology of continent, it had to do with ownership. Like the American continent says that America owns the land. Continent literally means to own. All right? So when they say the African continent, whoever named that land Africa, their family are supposed to be owners of the land. Okay? So you see who's working over there, the Chinese, the French, the Dutch, All right. So that's the word continent literally means to own. All right. All of the lands are islands. Majority of our planet is water. So all of the lands are islands. That's why we call it our land here Turtle Island. This is a huge island. All right. And it's growing. Okay. So the programs that they set up were designed to alter the original program of nature, which is a tropical program. And this is how we created it, because we created it this way so that the sun can feed our bodies. We created all of this, and then it recreated us, right? Just like we who are cosmic beings, we so-called black people, who you think created the cosmos? At some point of infinite time, we created the cosmos, and in return, the cosmic energy recreated us. This is symmetry of it all. This is why we can leak into all of these different energies without being harmed, all right? Because we created the same energy that recreated us, all right? That's how it works. You know, that's why, just like when we go into meditation, meditation is a program, all right? When you link into meditation, you're linking into the cosmic program, the cosmic and nature program. So you hold your hand out and you close your eyes, and that you instantly link into the cosmos, and you feel that energy coming straight down, because energy has no boundaries. So the energy is already there. You just link into the energy, all right? And wherever you are, there are different levels of energy. So you can go in one place and you feel an extremely high level of energy. You go another place and the energy is even higher. You're like, wow. So the energy is already here. It's just wherever you are, you link into that energy, all right? So meditation, you go into the meditation program, and therefore you link into infinite energies, levels of intelligence. All right, you got intelligences, all right? Not just one intelligence, there's multiple levels of intelligence, all right? So these are the programs that you link into, and these programs are designed to take you into a higher level. You know, I was talking to a brother, and he was talking on the level of our planet growing. And he said, well, what's the reason for the earthquakes, and what's the reason for our planet growing? I said, you got to understand, our planet runs on the program. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't perceive that type of knowledge, because his program, he desired to design his program to link only into the books that are written. Everything that is written is a program. All right? So in order for us to truly succeed, we must link into the original programs that are already that we created for our planet. All right. So, just like we said, the winter program, the fall program, the spring program, all these different levels are dependent upon the devices that they put into that they use to control the atmosphere. All right, the devices that they use to control the atmosphere, as well as the stuff they spray in the sky. All right, so everything that you're dealing with is lower atmosphere. All right, and everything that they spray in the sky, which is that those devices link into whatever they spray in the sky, and this is the winter program, the fall program. All right, what they call summertime. Time literally means program, summer program. So this is when they say, okay, well, we're going to allow the original program to operate the way it's supposed to operate, but then we're going to alter this original program and create our own programs. All right, trees are supposed to be everywhere. Trees are part of the programs of our planet. They destroyed the trees and put up all these buildings, which means that in turn, we're going to have to destroy all these buildings and replant all the trees. All the trees can come back with a thought, all right? But first, we have to create our devices in order to make this thing happen, all right? So all of these programs, these are all programs, all right? So the whole issue is that we must link into the cosmic design program, which is going to take us back to this infinite energy and power that releases certain portals and gateways within us, which would allow us to be a more powerful, what you call cyborgs or organic beings. Okay, so understand that there are programs everywhere, even this time program that they created. Now, I'm going to go into later on. I'm going to go into what the brother, what I said, what I shared on the YouTube posting. You know, months are weeks, and weeks are days, and days are hours. All right, we're going to go into that because the original energy, the original tropical program that is on our planet, that's the entire planet is tropical. It's supposed to be hot on the entire planet. All right, that's the way we designed it. We designed this entire solar system, this entire galaxy to be this way. All right, don't listen to mankind because they try to alter the program. Just like when the water said, the Atlantic water said, you know, they're trying to keep the ice wall up in Antarctica because they're scared of what's behind. They know what's to come. So they're trying to keep the ice wall up. And in the meantime, they want our brothers and sisters and others to believe that, oh, this ice is a natural occurrence that's happening and it's supposed to be cold. No, it's supposed to be hot on both ends, the North Pole and the South Pole. So this is a program. Right now, the North Pole is literally extremely hot. It's ranging anywhere from 150 to 180 degrees, which is the original program that we created. So just want to show you all, talk to you all about these programs that are supposed to be in place and how we must return back to our original program, which our original program as designers. We're the true original designers of this planet. And I mean, not only did we have structures, we had fields. We had fields of different gardens. We had gardens and with different types of flowers, and you know, because each flower is a different program. Each flower has a different type of energy that it emits. Each flower, all right, each flower. So that energy that flower emits, you smell the energy through its aroma, all right. So that's the energy that it is emitting in the air, all right. So these are all different programs on the planet. Everything is a program, and we as the original beings were designed to protect and to build new programs to keep the planetary energy in balance, which this is where we must return back to. This is where we return. All right, me as a timekeeper, it's my duty to bring back the original time program that's supposed to be here on the planet, because the energy moves extremely slow. Energy does not move as fast as mankind wants. Mankind created time and this time program for mass production because you're talking about an inorganic artificial intelligence being who wants things done instantly or mass production for money, because that money program, which is an obsolete program, which is a virus, all right, this is their only way to contain energy through this program. So our duty is to reignite that original program, and we do this by building and creating, all right, by linking ourselves into the nature program, by building and getting on the ground and building for nature and not for profit. All right, we're not doing this for profit. We're taking the money, using the money program to create a more dynamic program on the planet, which is the program of nature. All right, so we got to understand that everything here, what we're dealing with are programs. right? The school program, the church program, the money program, the business program, they're all programs, all right? And they're in all these programs are designed to take the original beings away from the original program, all right, so that the inorganic beings can freely operate the way they feel like they want to. But now that we have awakened that that free operation of whatever they want to do in our house can no longer be in place. All right, brothers and sisters, so I share that with you all. There's no hate speech, none of this stuff here. Only thing I'm doing is sharing it with you all about the programs. Everything is a program on the planet. All right? Everything. Even when you go to the stores, go to the strip malls. When you go to the strip malls, I want you guys to look up at the top of the buildings, and you're going to see like a circle or a square. All right? Those are dimensional shapes, which means that that circle that's on top of that building is a program. It's a dimensional program was designed to try to draw your energy to those buildings. All right? These are all programs. Everything is a program. All right? Everything on the planet is a program. You got the air program. You got the sun program. You got, and these are infinite programs. These are programs that they don't loop. What happens is they grow. Because this is a natural energy. Natural energy grows. A virus, only thing a virus can do is loop, and it never grows. As we see the money system, the business system, whatever, it only loops and it never grows. And it keeps doing the same thing over and over and over. And the original beings get caught up in the loop, thinking that they are going somewhere, when in reality they are not going anywhere but a circle, the same circle over and over and over and over again. All right, so programs, we have to redesign the program. This, just like we said when we began to build these new structures and these new dimensional structures, whatever that we build, these new towers, these temples, we're going to begin to re-implement new ley lines, which means that we're going to have to fight for what we build. And you got to understand, when you start building these structures, these structures are going to emit powers and certain powers and certain energies into your bodies, which means that your body will begin to return to the original program that it was created to do. We were created to fly, levitate, teleport, because we are multidimensional celestial deities, as we so-called black people on the planet. Multidimensional celestial deities, which means that we run on a cosmic program as well as a nature program. It's the duality, that masculine feminine. Okay, so when you begin to build these structures, and these structures are sending out energies into the atmosphere, you're going to start seeing changes in all of our kinfolk, which means that this whole music program, television program, everything is going to change, and we're instantly going to begin to venture towards our original programs that we come from, and we're going to see things in a totally different light. All right, instead of sitting up in front of a video game all day long thinking that we're accomplishing something, we're actually going to be really, really accomplishing things on the planet, on a cosmic level, on a cosmic basis. All right, so you got to remember, just like we said last night, every blood cell in your body is linked into a different universe within the cosmos, which means the universe is infinite. The cosmos is infinite, all these different universes. So, you know, go back to your original program, link into that original power. All right? Share it with you all, and I'll catch you guys later, and you know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign forever and ever. Much power to you all.
All right, royalty, royalty, royalty to all. This is the podcast of communion with the ancestors. You guys go back and get the book, Neil Donald Walsh, and it's called Communion with the God. Neil Donald Walsh. There's so many different there are so many different versions. The one with death is actually the one that got me not scared of death, and also not scared of the death frame. Know that, you know, we all kind of plan how we transition. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all a script. Exactly what Sanchez is saying to us in this. So it all ties in together, guys. So this is my communion with the ancestors, you know, just explaining and learning and expressing, you know what I'm saying? So this is just, you know, talking to them as if they were it not there. I mean, excuse me, if they were here. You know, like, you talk to the – we think of the ancestors as someone or something that's just far-fetched when they never left. You know what I mean? At least this is my interpretation of it, guys. If it doesn't apply with you, don't, you know, you can let it fly, but I'm not the one who, you know, and I need to stop comparing, but I'm not the one who, you know, just cries over spilled milk, you know, oh, I miss my grandmama. No, I'm going to figure out how to talk to my grandmama. You know what I'm saying? Right here, right now, you know, forget crying. I'm going to figure out how to revamp her and how to, you know, commune with her and build a relationship with her as we have done. All right, so they cut me off, you guys, but that's good. You know what I'm saying? These things happen for good reasons. They cut me off because I needed to do a part two and include more of the clip. So the clip is going to be in the show notes, you guys. So go back and listen to part one. This is part two. The clip is going to be in the show notes. And what am I looking for? We're going to get back into the clip, you guys. And again, I'm a student too, learning with you guys. Yeah, I'm looking for my ABCD. I'm looking for something. Let's see. Where the freaking. Okay, I keep passing it. Everything be so gelled up together, you guys. I just be talking. Here we go.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
So this is called a blind initiation. God knows everything, but God can't really activate all of that knowledge until he understands what it's like without it. It's like a child that's born in a rich family. You got to let that child go and see the ghetto, man, to activate, because that child going to think being rich is normal. That child only see rich shit all its life. It's going to have a false perception of what the universe is. That child don't know it's rich then. It's just think it's normal. So as a rich man, you got to drive that boy through the hood. You got to drive him through the slum and show him what he ain't. To show him where he is. That's the law of polarity. The body is what you ain't. The higher self is what you is. But the higher self had to see what it's not to understand what it is. Like me trying to teach you what up is, but I don't even teach you what up is. I go to talking about down. And then that, you automatically know what up is. Because I told you what it ain't, so down for you know what it is now. This whole experience is what it ain't. Just so what is can be understood on a higher level. This is what the whole Emerald Tablets, the Hermetic Principles, this is what all this stuff is about. See somebody typed in Dolo. Flight boss, in the chat. I don't know if he in the chat, but I just peeked out there and saw y'all put that. But let me say salutes to the chat room. I want to peek at my lights. Let's get the lights up, y'all. And let's share the video. And, yeah, salutes to Dolo, man. That's my bro right there. That's the best for astrology. But so let's go ahead, man. We finna decipher this burnt copy because y'all got to see that the word born is the word burn. That the body is literally the bot. We call it a robot. You know why? That's to acknowledge that these bots are in a rope. I am not making this up. I just showed you that. Here we go right here. Robot. And what that mean is all of these bodies or bots are in a rope. Now, I want y'all to realize something. This is what syncretism is all about, what I'm giving you. They said we live in an ecosystem. Here you go. Now, each of these bodies are chapters, and in each of the chapters are a set number of pages. That set number of pages represents how many days you're going to live out in each of these incarnations. It's already written, your death date, your birth date, and it's your... You're here to fulfill prophecy that you can't change. You already wrote it before you came. Up a second. Get back. We're about to go real deep with this, as you can see. But look, talk about being born into sin. Remember, it's to be burned to a simulation. Right? That's important. Now, let's talk about the Emerald Tablet, because whatever you burn onto that disc, guess what? When we hit the play button, it's got to be fulfilled. What was written got to be fulfilled. That's why Jay-Z said, man, you were what you were before you got here. Can't change what's in a seed. Once you put it in the ground, it's going to be what it is. Ain't nothing you can do about it. What's written inside of that seed case is a program, a algorithm, and that's what you are. And once it's activated, it can't be, it must be fulfilled. It must be fulfilled. If the seed is programmed to be a watermelon, it can never be an orange. Now see, when you see Thoth writing, you see Moses writing, Moses represent mazes. These mazes are the series of incarnations. Moses is leading us through the wilderness. The wilderness is the wild. That is the simulation, creation. Wilderness is the wild because we exist in a vortex. Let me show you something real quick. The peaceful part of a vortex, the middle part, and that's where we're trying to go. Once you hit the walls, the tornado got you. In the middle of this tornado, the sweet spot, the most peaceful pops. Did you know that the most peaceful place on the earth is in the direct center of a hurricane? Pop a one if you knew that. You would think if you was in the middle of a hurricane that it'll be quite scary. But science say that the most peaceful place, that guess what that's called? A paradox. It's called a paradox. In the most chaotic situation, there's order in the middle. That's what this is, the 6-9. They turned this to the Milky Way galaxy. The flat earth, what I keep showing you. Look, in the middle of this flat earth is the most peaceful spot where the queen at. That's where you don't got to move. You can just be the, you can be the controller and give the signals out to all the other avatars. The most peaceful part of this CD is in the middle. Ain't no talking now. Ain't no babble. This is called Babylon. Let me explain something to you. Thoth is the god that created language. And in the Bible, That would be the god El, who destroyed the Tower of Babel. That one didn't hit home yet, Christian. Oh, we finna go in. Oh, my God. That was a late OMG, by the way. Check this out. Is the god of Babylon. Remember when we talk about, because look, Thoth is the god that created the languages, writing. And in the Bible, the god that say, in the beginning was the word. Why do they say that so much? In the beginning was the word, because in the beginning, Yahweh yourself wrote out its whole will before it incarnated. In the beginning, Yahweh yourself already wrote out everything it's supposed to do. So you need to get back in tune with that by following the Emerald Tablet, which is the heart chakra. Right here, this green tablet in the chest. Fuck all of them the mythologies. I'm gonna show you the truth. Now look at here. It's written in your heart.
It's written in your heart.
Check this out, guys.
That's it, y'all. It takes processes to get there,
yeah,
though.
In the Bible, that started life as we know it today, started it by knocking down a tower. The knocking down of that tower is what I'm telling you of how the simulation was created. Okay? So let me see if we can do a little sacred geometry to tie some more of that in. But what you got to think about with the syncretism, the God of the Bible say in the beginning was the word. And that's what thought represents, the beginning. That's a human writing out their doggone lifetimes. We're all thought. In the beginning was the word. And the word must be fulfilled when God manifests onto the earth. That's why you got to go within. That's what prayer was about. Jesus prayed every day for strength and for guidance to help him understand what his purpose was each day. So that's what this whole thing is, following your heart, studying the self, listening to the mind. You're going to be on track. So said a pen is mightier than the sword, and we're talking on a spiritual level if you look at what thought represents, if you look at what Moses represents. So in the beginning was the word. That is representative of Thoth and the god El. It also talk about Thoth is the god that created the languages, and that would be the same god El that knocked down the Babel Tower. You see here, what we'll do is show you this here. You look at all of this, what I got on the screen, and if you look at the tablet, we'll see it's the flat earth model. The tablet is the universe. You're in a living book. If you don't fulfill the script on the pages, you'll repeat it. I mean, that's why they want to get everybody off of their purpose and get you onto other shit. There's no Emerald Tablets with an S. Original concept was just a single Emerald Tablet. I can show it to you in the Hindu right here. Hold on, let me load up some slides. We finna go deep. Hold on a minute. Here go the Great Mother. This is the step pyramid that she's standing on top of right there. See that step pyramid? And you got to think about it. See it? Step pyramid, Emerald Tablet. Remember, they worship the god called Vulcan because this whole thing shaped like a volcano. And your last incarnation is when you erupt out the top of it. And the divine feminine is born out of the divine masculine, which is time or chronos. And that is why Zeus is being born out of Athena. because Athena is Aten, the mind when it's inside the body. But victory comes when the mind emerges from out the body, which is represented by Athena or Aten leaving the earth. It's like we see with the Emerald Tablet. But with the Emerald Tablet, we got to compare it to Emerald City and Vimana, right? Why do the Emerald Tablet look just like the Vimana? And you got to see, man, let me teach you something. Each of these sentences that you see on the slab represents a whole life that you got to live out in another dimension. And so you are moving up this tower through the sentences. Your soul is reading its own script and fulfilling it inside of the book of life, which is a living book, a book that's literally filled with life. Our fucking universe, right, looks just like an open book. I can't make this up, man. Matter of fact, let me show you that real quick. Because some people ain't got a third eye like us. Watch this. They show you this all the time, an open Bible coming out. They show that all the time, and they open it right in the middle. Why do they open it right in the middle? Because this is what the universe is. Look at this, man. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. This is a book we in. Look, check it out. Put them side by side. Book of life. You're here to fulfill what's written. You wrote in this book before you was born because you was a giant like Thoth. Thoth is a giant. He's a higher version of yourself. Of this. Represent a version of yourself that can see the whole universe from his vanishing point. And Thoth wrote out everything he wanted to do before he went down there on the earth. And then he put this whole little tablet inside of his chest. And then he became a human. Now, your whole purpose on this earth is to unlock your heart, because that's the way out. That's how you get out of Pan's Labyrinth. Fulfilling your purpose and will in each of these incarnations. Each of these sentences going all the way up the mountain represents a will you got to fulfill in another universe. Let me show you how it looks. This is how it looks. Each of these different universes, you got to be born in all of them. And all of them, you got a mission that you got to fulfill, that you already read out. All right? And you can see that here with the Emerald Tablets. And the last mission, and your missions get shorter and shorter, just like in the military. When you start at the bottom of a little private, you see so much you got to do, right? And that's, it gets easier as you go up the mountain, stairway to heaven. And you fulfill in each of these scriptures, you're fulfilling it like Christ. And when you fulfill the last one, boom, you burst up out the thing. You finish the book. You can be free from the book. It's like you see right here, called liberty. The brother getting liberated because he fulfilled all of his scripts, purposes, completed all of his karma and all of his incarnations. So the god Vulcan is literally personifying all of this as well. Again, this is all that the Emerald Tablet represents. I'm going to teach you this stuff in a way that you're not going to get on YouTube. I'm just letting you know. So this is a floating city right here, guys, and there are souls inside of this thing fulfilling carrying out their karma and learning lessons to get them further in their evolution. And the reason that it is a levitating city is because I just taught you about the beehive earlier. I taught you about the beehive earlier, that we inside of a beehive, and that you are under your own hive mind. You're in a Vermonter, which is a floating city. And that's what a beehive is, baby. For Earth is connected to a tree of life of many other universes. We're suspended. This is why the Earth is a Vermonter. But it's stationary. It's like this hive. It's a floating city. What they call a Vermonter. Here's what we're dealing with. Just like a beehive. And here's how the ancestors. Let's take a look at these. Yeah, see? Yeah. Just like the Vermonter. Yeah, it's a hive mind system. Right? The fact that your higher self control all of the lower cells. See, you see this motor up here? They telling you something. This is where the heavens is being churned at. This is where the machine, this is where the first wheel get to turning, and it go to turning all the other wheels like stacked fountains. When the water come from the top, when it trickle down all the other ones. But the most high, right, is the one that sees all. You can even interpret the word most high as moist high, most high, because this is an eye god that's saying to be crying out moisture like a stacked fountain. I show y'all the stacked fountains all the time with the water trickling down. And the one at the top can see all of them. It's an eye, see? And that eye is crying. They said that God in heaven weeps as he looks down on the earth. And he's crying for a reason, because his tears is what's giving us the elephant water. So when God is talking, that's how we get air. When God is crying, we get water. When God is thinking, we get light. God is doing all that as he looked down on earth, and is giving us all the elements that make up the simulation. He's breathing into it, crying into it, thinking into it. All of this is light, water, air. That's what allowed God to become solid and manifest at the very bottom of it, down here. Heaviest things are collected at this bottom to, if you didn't know, it's almost like a filtering process too. Think about this, right? The top is a moist eyeball crying out with the most high, moist. Let me stop playing with these words. Anyway, it starts at the top, and then it's a gradual, like an echo process down, a fractal. Like you said, each one is copying itself down, and you're born over and over again, or burned over and over for copy. And it all come from the master copy, which is the one at the top. This the master copy. This one is the master copy. Then you burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it. Have you ever seen a CD tower? Let me show you something. That's the Tower of Babel. That's how you burn a bunch of CDs. See, look at this shit. You're inside of one of these. That's how you get all of these chakra layers. But these damn chakra layers around you are false copies. That's the Antichrist. And you came to get to kill all of him like Jet Li the One. When the last, it's called a process of elimination. But these false cells or false shells, they each self live on its own shelf. Now, this is called tabla. Let me look up that word. I keep saying it a lot. We talk about the tabloids, and we say the tabloids is always fake. A tabla is a musical instrument that's shaped just like a drum or flat earth or whatever, beehive, lotus flower, all that. tablet, tabloid, people. Check this out. That is Babylon. It's a series of towers stacked up with all of your false selves in each one. Climbing the top of it is you incarnating in each of these damn universes, breaking that topic. And the only way to break it is for your mind to go inside of that body and get kamikaze. That's why we got to live and die. Your mind got to go in this body, live out his life and die and crash it. And then go crash the next one and go all the way up the damn tower till we get none but the master copy again. That's how we fail. This is what the ancestors telling us about Babylon, y'all. It's a matrix that we made when we fell from Eden, when we started to explore the external parts of our being. All right? It led on an outward, the external part of what we are is dealing with the possibilities of what God could have been. What God could have been ain't what God is. And in case you didn't know, it is what it is, not what it could have been. It always is what it is. It ain't never what it could have been. So God came to get rid of all the shoulda, coulda, woulda and all that by saying, let me go be that shoulda, coulda, woulda and get that on out the way, process of elimination. So God literally manifested it, what God could have been, a version of himself that didn't know nothing, a version of himself that actually had to learn. Remember, God wanted to be all-knowing, but God didn't know how to know. Teaching God this by being a baby.
There it is. already.
Nobody touch it like Amazon.
Oh! Oh, wait a minute.
Fire now.
Wait a minute. We can end the motherfuckers. Nah, dude. Okay. All right.
Oh, that was fire. Yeah, yeah. You ain't there yet, but you heating up.
Hey.
By the time we get out there, we'll be glowing like you see right there. Now, check it out. This is the God Vulcan. It's you and me being born out of the simulation, baby. Let me show you another way to look at it. Told you, you being inside of this doggone matrix is you in a Pokemon ball. This book is like a Tesseract, a Rubik's Cube, and it got to fit you, and the way that you arrange it to unlock the thing is fulfilling all of the scripts, man. Do you think the Christmas tree represents? The base is wide and the top is slim. Check us out, baby. This emerald tablet is your Christmas tree with the star at the top. Oh, we're going to sync it all together when you over here, man. Now, let's take a little old commercial break. You know how we do it.
And don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell. Be sure to select all so that you can receive notifications every time we go live and upload to the channel. Please like and share the video. And don't forget to subscribe.
Don't go nowhere, baby. Let's get it. Check it out, guys. When you look at this tree of life, it's literally that, a tree of life. And each of the lives is you on a different level of the tree. Check it out. Each of these windows is your incarnation that you got to go and carry out. And you got to be born out of this tree, which is the book of life. Don't it look like the mouth of a whale? Check it out. Don't it look like the mouth of a whale? Remember when I was telling you about Jonah in the whale? That's you living in the trunk of this tree just like Buddha did. See, just like Buddha did. Now watch this. You're waiting to be born outside of this tree. This tree is the tree of life, the Kabbalah tree of life, which is personified as a tablet, a volcano. It's a tablet, too, because look at it in the Sumeria. You see how it looks just like one of them tablets that Moses holding? Look. See how, look at the thumbnail. See how Moses holding them two arches? Now here it is right here. The table or a tablet. But now we all see how the syncretism is lining up. Now let's go ahead and what's deep about this is, like I said, each of these sentences is like a prisoner where you're literally being sentenced in the sentence. You feel me? Like if someone is being sentenced, they got to serve out time in a particular place. So sentences is a spell, man, spelling, sentences. Why you think it sound like voodoo and witchcraft? Because this is...
Is when somebody fucking
parent
got pissed off.
This is what you was doing with higher magic. This is what caused your incarnation. You did that. You were like, I don't remember how I did it, right? Because the spell you put on yourself was to make yourself stupid and ignorant, God. You knew too much. I keep telling you, God cursed and put a spell on his own self.
Find something out. This person has kept this away from you to protect you. You have been betrayed by someone. They will tell you who. This information will be a lot to handle at once. You need to strategize how you handle this situation.
And that spell is what's going to allow God to learn ignorance, the nature of not knowing. So when God put that spell on himself, God even forgot how he did the spell. And even that he did the spell. And even that, and God just became ignorant of everything, you know. His spell worked. He literally fell into ignorance. That, you know. And so the spell is only for a short time. All spells wear off. So the spell has an expiration date, which you're going to awaken. And so everything will be fulfilled all the way up to the point where you fulfill your last sentence. So each sentence is a sentence where you literally got to be born in this particular dimension on the tower and fulfill a life, man, or a sentence. Like, that lifetime is like a prisoner sentence in that particular prison. And basically, when you free out of one prison, you got to go, you know how they ship a nigga to another prison because he got warrants everywhere? Well, put it this way, your soul got to be born out of all these prisons, and then it'll finally be free. Got this sentence, though, it started in this prison. Then it's got to be born, boom, boom. They're going to ship you all the way up to the – now, each prison they ship you to up this mountain to serve your sentence out to fulfill what's written, the script on that, it gets better and it gets shorter. So your experience get better, and what you have to fulfill get lesser. Got less things to do and more time to have fun, basically. Like people at the top, they govern the whole system of government off this thing. Where even in the military, when you get in, it's a bunch of shit to do and all and no time to play. Because of that, them young soldiers be reckless. Because the little time that they get to play is like they want to go all out. Woohoo, you know. And that's what it is in this underworld. It seems like there's so much to do that when it's time to play, they play hard. They say work hard, play hard. What happens when you don't have to work hard? Now, check this out. That's what we're saying. It's just play hard. And people at the top work less, play more. And that's what's happening as we reach heaven. We will experience heaven bit by bit as we climb the mountain in each of these incarnations. So we finally are born into heaven. What's happening is we're trying to experience heaven on earth. But in order to do that, we got to create heaven out of hell or order out of chaos. So it starts at the bottom. And we learn how to get order. And as we move up to the top, in this final incarnation, we literally experience heaven on earth. And then when that happens, we bust a nut. Because heaven on earth is like sex. It's like the greatest pleasurable moment. But what this teaching us is the moment that the soul of its final incarnation, that incarnation is going to be so grand in that lifetime. That's going to be like a good dream. But you literally going to be your life. Everything happening good, man, in this last incarnation. It's going to be so blissful. At the end of it, it's going to be like the ultimate climax, and that's what's going to be the final boost to get you on up out, to break through. Because for a volcano to erupt, they develop a little lid on them. They solidify. They close. Like when you go to an unactive volcano and you can get inside of it, it's a ground you can walk on. It's hard, too. But as it heats up, just like in the stove, it'll start melting that ground. It'll turn molten because the heat will go from solid to liquid. That's what's happening on a spiritual level with us. We're opening our mind, and to do that, we're raising our vibration, which is on a spiritual level, that's raising the temperature. The spirit is getting hotter. Like we said, boy, that's hot. That's fire. Why do you think we use words like that? You're a bullet. And when the bullet is about to exit the gun, it's heating up. There's fire going on. And see, for the volcano to erupt, it got to heat up hot enough to break through the layer that created the ground on the inside over time. That's ignorance. Ignorance. So it got to crack the shell, in other words, in order to hatch. And that's what Easter is all about. Look at here. Volcanoes, when they ain't erupting, they'll close up. They'll get a hard lid that they naturally make. And that'll only open back up when they got to raise their temperature enough to melt that lid. And that's what's happening right now, y'all. We got to raise our vibration, and that's going to open up the crown, allowing us to break free, become the God Vulcan. Things is happening according to plan, and the script is being fulfilled. So this is what the Emerald Tablet represents. This is what Thoth and Moses is representing. Also, you can tie this into Hermes, because everybody know the seven Hermetic principles. It's the seven scripts written out in the seven universes. You got to fulfill each of the principles to make it out the matrix. Mm. Let's take a look at the god Hermes, and let's do a little sacred geometry with Moses and Thoth. Now, the word Hermes is just like a hermit crab. He lives under a shell, symbolized by his headgear, like a hermit crab, Hermes. The reason Hermes live under a shell is simple. Let me show you something. That helmet represents, right? Watch this. That helmet represents your aura. In other words, you're like a hermit crab or Hermes. See that? See, this is why Hermes is wearing a witch hat. This aura around the body is the simulation. So the hat that he's wearing is ancient advanced technology. Today we call it Neuralink. It's the hat that gives you wings. See, in Asgard, you literally have on a Neuralink hat. And up there, you ain't been gone but a few minutes and hours. But down here, it's turning into years. Time in heaven ain't like time in the simulation. You ain't been gone that long from heaven. You a god that ain't been gone that long. Let me show you something. All of this is ancient Neuralink technology, y'all. This is what gave the pharaoh power in the underworld. That's what that hat represents. The Dagonian priest wearing the same hat, so I know what I'm talking about. Let me show it to you. This represents a soul being loaded into the simulation right here. Person is about to enter the kingdom. You see this tower that they sitting on? That's the Ark of the Covenant, but that's the Babylon Tower. This person right here that you see sitting on this table is going to open up and swallow them, just like the lady you see, the magic trick. There's them going inside of the Babylon Tower. They be showing us this stuff. When they put you in the table, it copies you. It splits you up. That's why she getting chopped up, the whole thing of chopping up the table. This is like the Last Supper, because the last meal is you being chopped up and prepared to go into the underworld in pieces or different false copies. Once they put him in that table, see, look at that table like what I showed you earlier. Let's go back to that CD burner. Where is that? Oh, this is a good example. Hold up. One more time. This is a good point that I'm going to make right here. Watch this. What's happening, y'all? They finna be burned or born into the underworld. This is the table that they own. Look, you see it? The data that's been inscribed on the disc is you. That's why I'm showing you thought. This is like CD writing. The tablets is like CD-ROM disk. What I'm saying is writing with the laser. This whole simulation we in, your whole birth was no different than a goddamn CD being born, because the person in the body existed prior to the disc. And that's saying that the music that you're burning will always exist before the CD that you're burning it on. That's why the soul is immortal and the body ain't. You can burn the song forever on many, many CDs, and that's the infinite soul incarnating in many, many bodies. Now, they sending this dude down here into the system, the multiverse, and that's going to chop him up. It's going to chop him up into different pieces like these CDs here. See, look, when I drop the master copy into this thing, it's going to chop up the master copy and copy it into on each motherfucking level. That's how you get born. This is the magic trick what they showing you of Saturn, how you get born in each of these universes. Here it is in the ancient interpretation. Everybody burns CDs, this going to resonate with you off the bat. The Most High is the master copy in a CD tower. I used to burn them. We had this because we used to burn our own shit when we did music. And the master copy is at the top. It's the Most High. And then it burns it all the way down to all of them down there. But the master copy, you put it in at the top. Or even on the computer itself, where there's only one slot. Because guess what that symbolized? The only one throne in heaven. There are many thrones and many kings on the earth. That's the master seat. See, this tower is hooked up to a computer. And on that computer is one single CD disc on the mother tower to that computer. And that's where they got the master copy at. And that one is burning it to this tower with all of these little replicas at. You see what I'm saying? Think about it. Ain't no artwork to the burnt copy. It don't even have a story with it. You don't get a book with it. Ain't no fold out. And that's why when you come into this world, lost. You stripped of your identity. You don't know who you are, because that's the game that God came to play on himself. God didn't understand self-discovery because God was all-knowing. God didn't have to discover nothing because God knew everything. But because God never knew discovery, it made God incomplete. So God created a paradox. God had to get rid of everything he knew and learn it all over just to manifest as those parts of himself that could have been ignorant. Like I said, God here to beat up the woulda, shoulda, coulda. How God beat that up is to go inside of it, manifest as that which it want to destroy within itself, die as that. Never loses none of the data and information that it extracted while it was in the simulation. So this is what the Tower of Babel is. Babel is, see, let me share some with you as we move on. Let's keep going a little bit. Talking about Hermes. See, listen here. This is the Wizard of Oz map. And in the middle of this map, you got Emerald City. If you look at the Emerald Tablet, you'll see what they're teaching you. It's green because it's the Tree of Life. Tree of Life is green. Look at it. You got a green tablet. Why? I'm trying to teach you the truth. They tried to make Hitler out to be some alien nut when he was dealing with the Emerald Tablet. This is where all the technology come from. Here go Emerald City. Emerald City. Look, here go the Emerald Tablet. Come on now. Everything I'm saying now, because what's been projected outward from Emerald City is the simulation. And assimilation is the sentences right here inscribed on the thing. That's on the outside of its walls. That's where we are serving the sentence. We're walking around the outer walls of, we would cast it outside of a spiral staircase going around a piece of tower, a spiral balcony on the outside of a building. That's what this universe is. That's why I keep showing you these kind of images, what I'm about to show you next. Hold on. This thing. The outside of Asgard puts us on the inside of creation. Just the sentence we're carrying out.
You know, Asgard,
this is the original holy writing, because the word holy means holographic.
You know,
talking about a holographic ship
is interesting, because they say that, like, when the cycles end, they say that some of us, I think he taught on this on the first, go back and listen to the first show, y'all, but how when the cycles break, some people, they go to live in inner earth, some people, they go to live, you know, in Asgard. I'm thinking it's supposed to be inner earth. You know what I'm saying? We think that outer earth is what it is, as far as that's all that it is, but no, there is a whole nother earth. I always say that the sun and the black sun shines from inner earth. I've always had a knowing about that. But this place called Asgard, I don't know. It's just, we're just in an amazing time. And it's just beautiful to see it all unfold. All right.
Patient. And if you don't believe me, then maybe you'll take Billy Carson's word. Let's get it. That's what they're working on.
Billy is definitely working for the
people.
Where
do they get this information from? We move on.
Billy is definitely one of the high ends working for them people.
Let's keep going a little bit.
And we all know who the fuck.
See, listen here.
You know, but
Divine. And in the middle of this map, you got Emerald City.
Not Divine, but, you know, he's playing his role. You know, everybody on assignment, that's his assignment. You know what I mean?
If you look at the Emerald Tablet, you'll see what they're teaching you. It's green because it's the Tree of Life. Tree of Life is green. Look at it. You got a green tablet. Why?
This image.
I'm trying to teach you the truth. They tried to make Hitler out to be some alien nut when he was dealing with the Emerald Tablet. This is where all the technology come from. Here go Emerald City. Emerald City. Look, here go the Emerald Tablet. Come on now. Everything I'm saying now, because what's been projected outward from Emerald City is the simulation. And the simulation is the sentence right here inscribed on the thing. That's on the outside of its walls. That's where we are serving the sentence. We're walking around the outer walls of, we would cast it outside of a spiral staircase going around a piece of tower, a spiral balcony on the outside of a building. That's what this universe is. That's why I keep showing you these kind of images, what I'm about to show you next. Hold on. This thing. The outside of Asgard puts us on the inside of creation. Just the sentence we're carrying out. We're living within the sentences, the writing on the walls. This is the original holy writings, because the word holy means holographic, and it's talking about a holographic simulation. And if you don't believe me, then maybe you'll take Billy Carson's word. Let's get it.
They're working on, guys. That's what they're working on. Where do they get this information from? They get it from tablets. All these ideas come from Emerald Tablets and other ancient tablets. They come up with no new ideas. They read these ancient books. When Hitler was out there making all that advanced technology, the Wonder Weapon and the Die Glock and the Hanabu craft.
See, I just told y'all about Hitler. See, he ain't showing y'all the Vermont like I did. And now, I ain't here to beat up on Billy Carson today.
Today.
I'm actually here to do the
today.
Show you that I agree with Billy Carson today. Yep, I agree with him. Notice what I'm saying. I'm saying he's right. I just even showed you that myself about the Hitler Vermont was literally the earth. Hitler was trying to teach people what the earth was, which is why everybody got together to kill him.
Mm.
Can't make this stuff up, y'all. Swastika was the symbol of the North Pole. I can't make this up. Everybody loved Hitler at one point. He was even in Time magazine. America gave him all kind of weapons. He said that Hitler was making terror weapons. Hitler was talking about CERN and time travel. Now that, but Hitler didn't want to share the technology with them. So they had to kill Hitler just like they did Tesla, and now they got all of his technology, and now that you see, they coming with CERN and all that. See, Germany was ahead of the world, man. Germany would be ruling the world right now. We all of these speaking Germany. Now, show you something. Swastika is a universal symbol. They had to kill Hitler. Because they weren't ready for free energy in the 40s. They weren't ready for the world to think green yet in the 40s, man. But this is where Hitler was tapping into Celtic knowledge. The people that in America have not deciphered the knowledge of their Celtic ancestors, Hitler had deciphered it from the shamans, him and Tesla. These people been trying to reverse engineer it, but it's taken them a long time. Other people already figured it out, and when somebody else figured it out before them, then they go steal their research, and that's how we have these big old jumps in technology right after world wars. Think about it. We'll have a world war on the earth, and like 10 years after that, technology will just be so different. It's like with every world war, society changed to a different way with new technology. Because the wars that's taking place on Earth is all about ancient technology, y'all. All about the understanding and reverse engineering of ancient sciences.
That's it.
Let me show you some more things that we want to point out with this. Hold on a minute. Talking about ancient science, right? Look a second, where is this thing at? The like and share button. Let me grab my other slides for y'all. Thank you for being patient. Was ahead of his time. Let me grab this thing for y'all. I ain't going nowhere. Just looking through my folders for this next slide. This is going to go deep. We're going to talk more about Hermes. Okay, I think I found what I'm looking for. Let's get it. But there we go. Is the step pyramids that we see around the world, y'all, those were energy devices. That was exact green energy systems on the earth. Don't let these people fool you. And I'm showing you right now, and look what else I want to show you. Clear when I said that we living inside of a book, this is what I was looking for. This don't tie in the energy devices into the whole. The earth is a book of life. And the energy that's flipping the pages is the book is creating that energy itself. The system, a built-in system. This book is a Taurus field. Why do you think when you say story, if you take the S off, it's Taurus field? all books are designed after this electromagnetic energy field. You know how when you open up a book, it looks just like this energy field? We flip through the pages the way that the energy is flipping through the little slinky little things. See, this thing is turning, y'all. It's turning around like a spaceship. Would have looked like flipping pages. Look like an open book and the page is just flipping. Living a book of life. Each day is a flipping of the pages, and you need to be fulfilling the will of the soul, or you got to repeat the book. When they say that Moses holding open water for the people, that's like the hands of God holding open the book. Now, let me put that back up. I didn't mean to close it. A second, please. You guys hit the like and share button real fast. Yucks. Yeah, man. Let me pull that back up real fast. Shoot, I hate when I close something by mistake. All right, I think I found it. Here we go. I got too much information, man. And y'all, we finna go even deeper. You know how we do. Okay. This the folder I'm looking for. Come on, y'all. I found it this time. I will not close it again. It was by mistake. I had just found the darn thing. Let's open this up. It got to be in this folder. When I find it this time, we're going to keep it up. I got to forgive me for these parts of the stream. I'm so sorry. Right. You know, at some point, I just got to say screw it, I guess. The picture with the open book up, the universe open, and all that. Now I'm forgetting even what I was going to say, so that was just a horrible moment for me. But let me get back on track anyway. The spirits in Asgard don't talk. They use telepathy. When we say man, we used to use telepathy. Not as humans. In our higher home, we use telepathy to talk. Here, if we're in Babylon. We fell into Babylon, and everything here is about Babylon and talking. Look at Emerald City. Look just like the Emerald Tablet, see? If you want to compare that to something else, you go to Hitler technology that Billy Carson talking about, which is the same thing I'm teaching you about the Earth. Look at this. This is in the middle of Mercator map. Look at what he got, the same tower. Look at the same way. Look, Mercator got the Emerald Tablet in the middle of the Earth, just like the Oz map. Look, it's a volcano. Look at there. This out, his dark materials, a hovering city. Why? Because it's a beehive, and it's hanging on a tree. Look at what I'm going to show you. All of this stuff is the universe we in. That pole that you see is the beehive connected to the tree. Look at it. That's the secrets of the menorah. That's why they worship the god that looked like a bell. A bell. Yeah, they ring the church bell at the top of the church to symbolize the god that looked like a bell. And that bell is always at the top of the truth. Because look at me, we can, showing how we connected to the truth. When you ring the bell, it echoes throughout the whole city. And that's the whole symbolism of an ecosystem. It's starting in the middle, but it's repeating itself outward, just like an emerald, just like a beehive. Let's look at the emerald. Again, before we move on and show you why it's Emerald City, because the emerald, the pattern of the emerald repeats itself. See, you inside, this emerald represents the matrix. Look, Saturn. When they said that the Irish people had a four-leaf clover, it was a dream four-leaf clover. And that's how you get this. It's an emerald. They was worshiping the concept of Emerald City. It is right here, the green four-leaf clover of the Irish. For the four-leaf clover is the Jesuit cross. Talking about the matrix, Emerald City, right here, vanishing point. That's what he's talking about. See how when the next time you driving or walking down a long street, look down a road and watch our reality play out for you. This is proof of a simulation to me. Limitations we face here prove the boundaries of a computer simulation. Talking about from viewing in the distance, convergence and all that, it's the simulation loading itself as you go, the same space. Ain't nothing beyond the horizon, y'all. You hear what I'm saying? Why do you think our ancestors went to the beach and just stared at the horizon line? Why you think we don't even know why we do that today? We go to the beach and we just look at the horizon. You know why? The ancestors said that was literally the edge of the earth, but they knew you wouldn't fall off. They knew if you got in a boat, it'll create itself as you go, like a video game. In a simulation. If you can get out, if you can see what's happening, of a video game. That's why our ancestors looked out at the horizon, realizing the fact that that's where reality stopped. And as I move forward, I'm creating reality as I go. That's where Neo realized that when he went into Super Saiyan right here. He realized, yo, I'm in a simulation. Look at Vanishing Point. Those three dudes was in his Vanishing Point. He realized what I just realized. Well, we're creating this from the inside out, and if we're creating it, we can edit it. And that's when Neo started kicking ass because he realized, yo, I'm creating this thing. The one, what? The one creating it all. Everybody else was living in those universes. Everybody in my dream are bound by my power, but I become lucid by dream. All the people walking around going to say, he's the one. God has came to the damn earth. And each one of us is God in our own world, waiting to become lucid among society. That's just my little theory. So here, the emerald represents the continuum. It represents the creation of the multiverse. It represents why we have dream stream. Dream stream is what allow us to create false realities and to be in places without going nowhere. Can be in my bedroom, but be anywhere I want to be with green screen. Now, back in the day, they talked about Robin Hood men in tights. That's called a green screen suit. That's how you make magic happen online. You can make shit levitate. You can be invisible. Green screen suits. What I'm showing you is even in the ancient time, they was using advanced technology. Because if you think that they want to keep teaching you about dudes and green types, no reason. It's a symbolic. All right? Peter Pan. What you don't know is what they're hiding with these symbols. It was deeper than just niggas wearing green tights. The men in tights were dudes that were using advanced technology. Back then, I'm pretty sure they would have said, those are aliens. Those men can teleport, meaning with a green screen, I can put Paris behind me and be in Davao, New York. When you bring this technology out onto the earth the first time, how do you think people going to react to this shit? The whole thing about the Irish people, they were people, they hide in technology from us is what I'm telling you. The world is what you think. They've been using technology, man. The hat that they wear look like a boat. You know why? Because the hat that we wear is a boat. It's a Neuralink hat. So the consciousness can sail to other worlds. That's why I want to pull up the Neuralink picture again. Hat actually looked like a boat or a little canoe. And the one in the boat is the mind traveling through the wires to other worlds, so this hat becomes sort of a boat on the head, just like the fish hat that the Bagonian priests wore, because they said, why do they hat look like a fish? Because it allowed them to swim in the underworld, just like the hat looked like a boat. It allowed you to swim or sail at those waters below. It's the symbolism, or the hat may have wings on it, like Hermes. Matter of fact, let's start sinking Hermes a little bit into his teeth. Let me kind of backtrack a bit here because we got a lot of stuff open. We close a lot of this. We're going to read the tablet too. Hit the like and share button, guys. Let's see if we can get 1K in the building. It'll be a little gold. So Hermes, guys. See, if you look at Hermes, let me go ahead and compare him to Moses. Because I told you Moses is a maze runner. Hermes is a maze runner. The seven hermetic principles is like the seven wheels that you got to fulfill in your seven incarnations to make it out. And I just went over that. And I'm telling you why he called Hermes and how it relates to hermit crab, because you literally got a shell over your body, the simulation around you, the torus, the chakra layers. That makes you a spiritual hermit crab, but you also a messenger. A message, meaning you a signal being sent, which is why he's carrying that caduceus, symbolizing a sine wave. A man traveling via a sine wave, and we're about to break that down right now. But if you look at what Hermes holding in his hand, Moses held that up too. Let me show you something. That's why I told you Hermes and Moses is the same. Get here. Moses was the messenger from God, like Hermes, and they both lead the people through the Pan's Labyrinth. It represents the higher self leading us through the maze runner. Mazes is Moses. So when you see him with the straight live scepter, but it got the carved up serpents around it, because Moses split in the water represent back in the day when they created the first CERN machine. Watch this. Let me see if I can find this for you. Show you what they holding up. This what they holding. It's what allowed them to reach the land of milk and honey. Look at that. That's the CERN beam. In other words, scientists said we're going to be able to time travel and be interdimensional because of this beam. Look at this as a spiritual highway. See, the way that we travel through the dimensions is like tightrope walkers, which is why Christ got his arms out. See, this is like when you see the freaking log crossing the river. Ball bridge. This is a way to the other side with beaming technology. But in order to walk that long, your arms got to be like Jesus Christ. This is the secrets of Jesus Christ. They were using technology. They were using, when Jesus talked about the straight and narrow balance, that you got to get this thing. For them to make this portal open, they got to focus that energy, just like you're doing when you're tightrope walking. In order to make it cross, you got to make your arms look like a helicopter. So all of these gods that's in the middle of the earth, like Shu, they're going to always do this because they walk in that pole, that what they call the fan and arrow, symbolizing that, you know, we're beaming ourselves back on the yellow brick road. It's a road of light. And it's like tightrope walking. That's why the gods got their arms out, symbolizing balance on the great passing over. Jesus symbolized somebody that left the earth and went to another dimension using some sort of logging on and logging off. And when you say log on, log off, why you think you say it? I'm going to stop talking and let you look at the image.
And don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell. Be sure to select all so that you can receive notifications every time we go live and upload to the channel.
Anybody figured it out yet? That's an easy one. Why do we log on and log off? Because it's talking about superior technology of how our consciousness was transported to this earth and how it's going to be transported out of this earth. These people ain't creating nothing new. They're reverse engineering old science that the ancestors were talking about. This is from CERN right here. This is the CERN beam. So let me show you what they're doing. Once they create the beam, they can accept, they can, like a cowboy, and that's how you make a stairway to heaven. You take a beam of light, and like a lightsaber, and you take that sword and stir up the ether with that sword. And what will happen is like a rope that you stretch out in a line, but if you do like this, you will create a cycle. That's what they talk about, accelerating particles. Think of a lasso, how the speed by which you rotate it will determine how wide it gets in coming in and out. That's the portal open, like a siren. That's how you get alien sounds, that fading away of like a wormhole noise. So look at this. How do you think Jesus said he is the way? Jesus was personifying his straight and narrow path, which is why they said he is a lamb. You know why? Have you ever seen a lamb's hair? Look at a lamb's hair. At a lamb's hair. See that? Now let's go back to the beam. This is why they used the lamb. Look at the symbol of Jesus. To represent this portal by creating this beam, and then with the beam you can stir up the ether and you can create a wormhole. That's what the halo is, an opening in the heavens. This line here. Jesus said he represents the way out. Wait. And he's a lamb, right? But it's symbolism, guys. The lamb is just talking about the nature of the thread, dealing with string theory. This is a paradox because you have the straight and you got the scribbling. It's always going to give us a paradox language. Like a person can say, well, the earth is flat and round. And they would be right because it's a paradox. Look, earth part is flat, but the universe part is round. It's going to embody both polarities. And when it do that, it's gonna fucking say, well, I'm a truth and a lie. And it's both of them. It's a paradox. They coexisting together. They turned this into God and the devil. they should have been teaching us the yin and the yang and how these polarities work together to create the paradox, which is the paradise. When they told us God and the devil in our mind, they hypnotized us and all the polarities went to war. When the opposite should be attracted according to the law of nature, they created a hell by making the opposites go to war. And that's why the world's so fucked up. Our ancients had a heaven. Everybody with opposite energy were the best friends. A world is just echo chambers. The only people your friend are the people think like you, look like you, dress like you. That's some feminine cliquish. Can't even blame it on the women. That's some stupid behavior. Pious behavior. That'll never evolve you. If you just get copies of yourself, that's called a zombie apocalypse, nigga. Every zombie the same. I don't have a lot of friends. And I guess why I'm able to explore all of this knowledge. Friends will stunt your growth. Bunch of niggas around you will hot block your life, man. Let's get back on this. We tightrope walking. We look like Christ on top of the house when we up high on the mountain. And there we go. Logging on, logging off. We're using this concept to reach the other side. See, that log is like a laser beam. If you think of a tree branch, as above, so below. The tree branch is straight, but the rings is wrapped around a straight, vertical, invisible axis of energy. Tree is the same way the tree looks on a physical level, it looks on a spiritual level, which is like a mushroom cloud. Show you what I mean. Nothing is random. Everything is the same energy expressing itself in different ways. Watch this. A tree is nothing but a mushroom cloud. You're a tree. And the dome part represents your brain mounted on your shoulders. That's why Jesus wore a halo. Every human is an explosion of life. Check that out. This is what we are, y'all. Let me show you what the ancestors compare this explosion here, right? Now, I'm going to give you something else to go with that. Wait a minute. Pull up a minute. Give you something else. Go here. Pull up the Balkan cosmos again. Put the Balkan cosmology.
Let me see how much time we got left.
That out. Look at the sacred geometry of that. See that? The mountain holding up the dome. Why do you think they did that? Look. This is a pattern in nature. Why do you think they keep exploding all these bombs like Operation Fishbowl? They're trying to see how to recreate the Big Bang. The biggest bomb that they're going to explode to try this is CERN. CERN ain't nothing but a big-ass bomb, y'all. It's the biggest bomb ever made on Earth, and all the nations in the world helped build it. Got you scared of nuclear bombs from other nations when all the nations on Earth have to build CERN, and that's a big-ass death ray beam. And they telling you it's the biggest bomb on Earth because they even say it's going to give off the Big Bang. It's going to recreate the Big Bang. What you think the Big Bang is? Been trying to recreate that kind of explosive power from the beginning of time, even to their own demise. Because they think they can tear an opening up to another dimension, and you can. See, if we can create a big enough explosion, in the middle of this bomb is a star gate to other dimensions. Pulling that thing open is how big your explosion is. That would lead to blow open layers in the ether. That's what's happening at the North Pole. I'll show you better than I can tell you. If you look at that explosion, it's got a bunch of layers of halos above it. That's what the North Pole is. Let me show it to you real quick one more time. At the 0 degrees at the Earth, there's an explosion happening. That explosion is creating a bunch of rings like what we see here, openings in the sky like right here. You see all these openings because it's blowing through all of the different layers, and that's what happens in these explosions. That's why the top of the mushroom cloud got a halo like Jesus. And Jesus was mounted on a mountain, just like you see the God ball right there on the mountain. You are your brain and your mind, your neural activity. That's what you are. So the top of this mushroom cloud is your brain. This is your crown chakra. And this is your neck, your shoulders, all that good stuff. But this is also showing how the God ball, which is Jesus, is on top of a mountain. The ball is for lap. You see the real universe right here. And it's on Mount Calvary, which is right here. This was said to be God. Because remember, God is the ball in the middle of your brain. See, this little ball right here is in the middle of create. This creation arch is split like your brain. And in the middle of the creation is like the pineal gland of the earth, the vortex to get up out the earth. Just like in the middle of your brain, it's the same thing. We connect it to the portal. That's the God ball right there when Christ say, I'm the light. And that light is sitting on top of Mount Calvary, which is the shoulders. This is biology. This is the God ball right here. Because you are a living universe. Your body leave this earth, it's going to take a copy of this simulation with it. You're going to keep creating the world around you. You're just going to learn how to create it better. I'm going to say that again. You're going to keep creating the world around you over and over. You're just going to create it better and better every time. Just like anything else, the more you do something, you get good at it. That's why we got to keep incarnating. We get better every time. And when we reach black belt, when we reach the final level to where we've mastered it, you're born out of this damn game. This thing is a big brain. As you can see, left brain, right brain is sun and moon. And this is the mind, the pineal gland in the middle. And the light of the pineal gland is beaming from heaven, and it shines onto the earth, like God said. And as it shines onto the earth, it is spiraling. You create night and day. And I'll show you what that looked like. Looked like the Eucharist. You go right here. Sun and moon coming from that source above, that mind. You're creating the world outside. The seven wandering stars in your sky are your seven chakra portals and your way out of your own labyrinth. We all in our own matrix. And everybody got their own way out that they wrote before they came in here that they got to have with self-discovery. So the white rat that's trapped in a little maze is basically this white light inside of the brain. White rat in the maze. You say misery, you're saying misery. We were born into the underworld, and this journey is going to be miserable. Like they said, you got to struggle to get to heaven. Now, they want the rat to make it back to the middle. The reason they use a white mouse is for symbolism, because it's a white light in the middle of this matrix. Not only do they use a white mouse, don't you find it kind of weird that it's a blue maze in this particular picture? Wasn't even planning on that. They gave me a blue maze, a white rat, and that's what the brain color is in this image, a blue maze with the white rat in the middle. I think the universe helping me out. But, yeah, we're trying to go back to the center of the self, because when you make it back to this pad right here, it'll launch you up out the box. This is where the rat going to – see, when the rat get that cheese, That's when the science is going to put his hand in the maze and pick him up and say, yeah, he's smart. He made it out. The scientist ain't going to reach his hand in there and take that rat out till it make it to the middle. And the scientist is the Most High. That was the one I told you is the control. The rat is the variable. This is an experiment. You are the control and the variable. The most, your higher self will pull the lower self out of this thing when it's ready.
You know,
in fruit from a tree. So the hand that's going to pull that rat, that's representing you as your higher self. The one that wrote the will out, it was the same hand that did the writing, the hand of thought. Started from a thought. A thought started all of this.
Yeah. One more hour.
Hermes named out the hermit crab, but that's what we all are, versions of Hermes. With the shell on our head. When you look at Hermes, I'll start closing some of these. Now we don't really need a lot of this to be open. Let me do that for a minute. We go Hermes. Hermes is able to fly using that staff. Hermes is able to travel to heaven as long as he got that scepter in his hand. And what that symbolizes is technology. Right, same the way that Moses led the people to the other side. Right, he was uploading their consciousness out their body with this stuff. Here it is right here. What you see Moses holding and what you see Hermes holding, that's the key to the heavens. That's what gives us flight and leads us to the waters like Moses. You hear? Hermes got it. Moses got it. Jesus had one too, and say Jesus would be lifted up in the wilderness like that serpent that Moses did. Because they were so sick. The secret of resurrection is based upon this technology right here. This beaming technology. All right? So the reason that the staff shakes like an unk, they said an unk is the symbol of life, right? The ump is the tree of life, the key of life, and it's a mushroom cloud. Let's look at it. Damn. I bet you no comedic priest don't teach you that, huh? Life awareness shit. Eternal life is an explosion, man. You see this right here? This is no different than Adam and Eve, the middle of the tree of life. What's responsible for creating you is a big bang. Right here. We even shape like the energy that creates it all with the brain, the crown chakra, the neck, and the shoulder lean now to the legs. It starts at the head, which is one ball, and then at the feet, which is two goddamn eyes. It looks like a serpent tongue, which is what NASA keeps giving us, which is what the fucking Eucharist is. Word Eucharist is you are Christ. You want to go to the board real quick so we can see it? Man, let's take a trip to the board. I need to get up and walk and stretch anyway. Yeah, Eucharist is you Christ. You feel me? All right, let's blow that up, man. Eucharist is you, Christ. And when you say charis, that's caress. They said that Christ is a comforting God. Yeah, when you tap into the mind, you know everything under control. But as long as you ain't in your mind, you in the duality, which is red and blue, and that's like police lights behind you. When you feel that, you know, when you see them red and blue police lights, your heart just drops. And living your life without being in tune with the higher self, subconsciously, the police lights is always behind you. You don't know. You can't. It's that same sort of stress that people live with day to day, as if they're just gone with the wind. They don't have a purpose, just working a job like in a matrix. That's the red and blue. But once we realize that higher self that's creating this whole thing, we can get control of the creation when we realize we the creator, just like Neo did. So you are Christ, Eucharist. And when you say Charis, this knowledge, this Christ consciousness, is caressing information. When this stuff go to getting into you, it's a level of comfort that I can't explain. It's sort of like a spiritual caressing. And guess what it does? That caressing, comforting you, it lets you speak with confidence, and now you have charisma like Christ. Christ was a good speaker. This dealing with spoken word. This world is about the word. In the beginning was the word, which is why Christ had charisma. His charisma was caressing. He was so good with words, he comforted people with his charisma, sort of like how I'm doing, accessing my charisma power. And all of this information is coming from the light up here. I don't research it. I'm just freestyle. It just pours out of me. And that's what I'm trying to kind of get out of you guys, that you can activate yours. Some of you are already doing it. Nothing is random, and that's the secret of this explosion. This represents Mount Meru at the middle of the earth, creating the energy of life. And above that is a whole bunch of stacked up series of stargates that's leading up out of here. The whole tour through all of the dimensions at the middle of the earth is connecting them all. What's connecting them all is the same energy that started them all and sustaining them all. Right here. That's the middle of the explosion, guys. Right up here. The universe is a big-ass explosion. Let me explain something to you. When you explode something, time slow down. I don't know if y'all know that. You ever go watch when they were setting off these explosions? Everything around that explosion site slows down. Reality goes into slow motion. The ether is being shaken. You can even see the sky distorting. Because if you pay attention in some of them videos, look at the sky when this is happening. The sky shaking too. It'll freak you out if you don't pay attention, though. This showing you that all of our physical world sits within an electromagnetic ether. And if you shake the tank, you will see these kind of bombs are meant to shake the aquarium. And when the whole aquarium gets to shaking, everything moving. And guess what? Every fish in the aquarium slowing down because the waves fucking them up. You can't run when they set that off. The ground is rumbling, but the ground ain't even solid no more. It's like a fucking moving. You see that the world is holographic when they set this explosion off. So the biggest explosion is literally what tear through the ether. That's what CERN's trying to do, because they realizing that you can't really blow through the ether the way we do it with fiery explosives, that you got to cut through it with a laser beam. And that's what CERN's trying a different approach. They've been trying this since Fishbowl. They can blow a whole... See, the technology we got will only open up like the first two, three heavens. if you were able to go, see, the key is this. If you can create an explosion like this, and you can have some sort of holographic aircraft that fly into the halo, we'll be time travelers. Now, depending on how big the explosion is, it'll only let you travel up so many heavens. Now, when you look at these explosions, it's only creating like three halos, which let me know they got only enough energy to blow through those first three ethers. They really want to blow through all seven of them so they can get to where God at and access this God particle, this Higgs boson or whatever. That's when they blow through, break through the seventh seal, and that's when it all going to crash down, when the seventh seal is broken, because that's when the throne of God going to be exposed. But it's all about them getting that level of, harnessing that level of energy. And they're siphoning all our energy, all the energy from the earth for decades, and they store it in the CERN machine, and then they just fire it up one day and see if it's enough to finally break through. Because we create the energy that open up the ether with our soul. So they're harnessing our energy and using it to fuel their death ray beam called CERN. You look at what's happening at the North Pole, a natural pathway is being created because the energy of souls going up and down this highway, just like in your neighborhood. We take a path through the woods. The trees are open up, and we'll make a natural pathway. The grass will stop growing right there. See, the hood, all of the little pathways exist because niggas been taking that little cut for years to whereas the trees and the grass just stopped growing there. Because there's so much traffic right there that the traffic is cutting a natural path in nature. Just with traffic. In other words, traffic is like a knife, y'all. And that's what's happening at the North Pole. As souls enter and exit these dimensions, it creates a natural path to keep traffic flowing in and out. So if this ether is opened by souls, open sesame, and the one that's saying it is the higher self, the voice of the higher self vibrates and opens a portal up for you to travel through like Moses did.
So what I'm gathering, and remember, this is my communion to the ancestors. What I'm gathering is everything that was taught to us one way is symbolic for what it really is. We were always taught that the North Pole was Santa Claus and this and that, and North Pole and North Pole, like North Pole was, North Pole was ground zero for this magical thing. And it actually is that. So, interesting. All right.
My name is Nikki Paranova. I work with United States veterans. I love what I do.
What happens is this. There's a hole in
the clip is in the show notes, guys. No, I didn't put it in this one yet.
And the way that hole was open is by all of these souls basically screaming. They walk through this path.
I have seen Stranger Things. I have seen all the seasons up until this last one. I have not watched this last one just yet. I like to watch when all of the hype is down. So I don't like watching with everybody else. I like watching when the hype has ceased. So I'll definitely go back and watch once the hype has ceased.
They're roaring like the MGM lion. You see why they got the MGM lion inside of this little ring? Because when he roars, he break a hole in the water. You know, like if you play some music by a bucket of water, right? Water and vibration will create a wormhole. You vibrate water. That's how what's basically a hurricane. We had this all over the ancient walls. Look at this. This water being vibrated. And each one creates a mushroom cloud. Look at that. Each of these is a universe, y'all, a tree of life with a mountain at the bottom. I just showed you that. We ain't doing nothing but vibrating water. And I'm showing you this same doggone pattern. You take a bunch of mushroom clouds and stick them together. That's what the multiverse is. Look at it. It is right here. The explosion, explosion, explosion. Each of them mushrooms is a bomb, like a big bang. You see it?
Mm.
This is just water being vibrated. The Mayan did this same experiment. Let me show you something. Mayan double circle. The Mayan, it's a bunch of these everywhere. You're talking about the multiverse, Saturn's matrix. This serpent is the devil. And they said that Satan got you tied up and tangled up just like the serpent was wrapped around Buddha. The serpent is wrapped around you. What do I mean by the serpent wrapped around you? Watch this. Look at this serpent got you tied up and wrapped around you, man. Look at here. You got the, and guess what? The stronger you get, the more you're going to be able to break out of this serpent. Mm. This serpent is making you strong, but we think it's the devil. Flip the word devil backwards, you get live. This represents your life and incarnations in a simulation. This serpent that got us kicked out of heaven is only making us stronger in this simulation. If you can defeat this serpent down here, can't nothing fuck with you after this. You become something that the ancestors described as so great, man, I'm telling you. Check this out. This is what we in. This is Pan's Labyrinth right here. This entanglement. So when you look at this serpent, look at this. This is what he represents, this same experiment, cymatics. So they'll show you stuff like Saturn, red spot, gas, giant planets. Let me show you how they play with you. They'll give you this pattern, but they'll give it to you in stupid ways to hide, right? You want to know where they get these little patterns from? They don't make them up. Look, let me show you something. See, we're looking at Saturn right now. You see this? They always dealing with cymatics. Look. This is not no doggone. All of these planes and luminaries and wandering stars are different frequencies. The stars are dealing with cymatics. Just like in this water, you see the patterns appearing. This is not no real planet, man. Like, they faking the phone, right? It's dealing with a flat earth, and it's dealing with beaming technology. And they said, the ancestors said, life is a wave. And they said, we're riding the wave. And if you look at this experiment, this is what the universe is. And this is why we're riding the wave of life. Now, let's move on. I have to be. So the MGM lion, he's roaring to break those waters. He got to break through that. Listen, sound can make water part. Watch this. Sound breaking water. I'm pretty sure somebody done this before. I already watched this. You could go watch it too. Basically, this dude here did a good experiment. Made a doggone aquarium with a speaker at the bottom. The more he turned that speaker up, guess what? All of the water create a vortex at the middle where all of the fucking water sink in and press up like a trampoline. Just like the water tower that's eating out the water at the top of the triangle, the water gets shot at the top. But think of like a bowling arrow. Because it's being sucked from the bottom, it's being skied out the top. Because the bow and arrow is being put back, it can be shot forward. That's why when they're teaching you about gravity, they got the ball in the middle of the trampoline. But what's happening is at the middle of our earth is a huge satellite or speaker like this dude showing. And all of the ocean water around the North Pole is just like this experiment right here. You want to know why the ocean water look the way it looked? Because it's been vibrating. I'm going to teach you some real shit right now. Watch this. Not going to play the audio, but I want you to see this shit. Look at the pattern of that on that water. Now, let me show you something. Go to the ocean. Go to the ocean. Look at the pattern. Why do you think the ocean water got this pattern right there? How do you think this little pattern? Because the earth is vibrating. Look. Ocean water is responding to the natural vibration of the earth. Osmosis. And whatever vibrating the earth is coming from the North Pole. That's why your compass is pointing there. So this is the pattern that's on the ocean water. And all of this water is, let me show you what the flat earth looks like. See, because your swimming pool don't got that pattern. Why don't your swimming pool got that pattern? Because your swimming pool is mounted to the foundations of the earth that's immovable. Your swimming pool is just on a rock. Look. The rock right here, that is our earth. It's a big old rock. And the ocean flow connects all the continents is one big rock. The rock we live on, it don't move. But the ocean that's around it is what's moving. It's creating an osmosis effect that's constantly restoring our atmosphere. Mm. And whatever we put in the ocean, we put in the air. It's as above, so below. So now once we pollute the air, we pollute the ocean. When we pollute the ocean, we pollute the air. Because the air and the ocean is just a mirror of each other, like a mirror program. The sky and the ground has this mirror connection to where if I'm looking in a mirror, if I poke myself in the face, then my reflection in the mirror gonna poke itself in the face. So if we pollute the ocean down here, we pollute the sky up here. And when we pollute the sky up here, then we pollute the ocean down here. So now the oceans ain't connected to this rock. So they are vibrating. The waters are able to be vibrated. Look, if think about it. If that dude put a brick inside of this pool, the brick ain't going to move. All of the water around that brick going to move, which is why when you go to the beach ain't moving, but the ocean is. So here is why your swimming pool don't got the same pattern as the ocean. See, when you look at your swimming pool, just a straight, flat line, no vibration is there to run with the water. When you pour the water in your cup, it don't look like the ocean water. Don't got that pattern. You know why? We live on land. And the land ain't being shaken. In the Bible, it say it ain't going to be shaken. It ain't moving. And the ocean is what's being affected by that vibration. And guess how we connect with that on land? We put water in our body. And the energy that's connecting our crown to the sky is also connecting the roots to the earth. All of the water within us is being vibrated. Like the ocean. And every time you drink water, it turns into salt water inside of you. Mm. See, in the hospital, they giving you saline water, salt water, to hydrate you. But if you was trapped in the middle of the ocean, you couldn't drink the ocean water. Think about that. Now, think about this. What's going on in your body with the water and your body's natural vibration, right? Is doing to the water what the earth doing to its water. You're your own universe, your own vibration, which is why we able to live on the land and express our own vibration. We get in the ocean, we get seasick. Because we ain't really used to being calibrated to earth natural flow and things. Getting back in tune with that will help us get back in tune with our own, because that's the base vibration. And you didn't develop your own unique vibration until you grew up and started becoming unique and getting your swagger and all that. But all of them babies were the same. Goo, goo, ga, ga, ma, ma, da, da. They didn't have a personality like that yet. Not quite. They had to develop it. And that's when you like a motor. And the older you grow up, the more that motor is rumbling. And you're going to grow so old that that motor going to be rumbling so fast, you just going to stop, man. You're an old man. And at that point, your vibration will be raising so high. Yes. Now, the water inside of your body, you are like the North Pole. And all the water in you, this is what you're doing to it. You're vibrating. You vibrating the water in you. It's programming the water like the cymatic experiment that I give you. Hate, love, whatever your vibration is, that's what the water is in you. Which is why if you don't like the life you're living, you got to change your vibration. Because you're on an algorithm, and your algorithm look a certain way, like one of these little water molecules. When your algorithm get distorted, it's because you ain't being yourself. And you look just like every other dummy that ain't being it. And that's just distortion.
There it is.
All distortion looks the same.
You
when
see that?
Out of your chaos, you will express a unique pattern that only you can give off.
We are our own algorithm. We are our own algorithm. One more time. We are our own algorithm. This is why we should never allow people to sway our journey. We should never allow others to tell us how it's supposed to be. We are to complement one another, marry one another as far as compassion and understanding one another versus trying to change and control one another. Why? Because we each have our own schedule. We each have our own algorithm. And this is a communion for me, to me, with me and the ancestors. Not my ancestors, but the ancestors. All right. These shows are good. All right.
This is what the stars in the sky are doing. Look at this.
33 minutes in this one, y'all.
Stars in the sky are doing this in the heavens, and the demons in the underworld are doing this up at the top. They distorting the pattern. So you are 75% liquid, and you are a vibrational being, and you're basically creating your own ocean inside. And there are fish swimming in your ocean inside of you. And every fish is a different cell, whether good or bad, having a war in you, and that's going to dictate your state of being from the inside out. This is health on all levels, spiritual, mental, and physical. You are a walking universe suspended from heaven in order to order your own chaos. You've been planted on solid ground in order to manifest your greatness. Been put on a stage so that you can express your own vibration independently of the earth. By coming your own earth, your own universe, own expression of the code. And that's what all this, each snowflake is. Each snowflake is their own expression of the macabre, of the cube of Saturn at the middle. You see the cube of Saturn at the middle? With all the people around it in Mecca, worshiping the cube, or from all the angles of the earth represented by the sacred points. People, this is all around you. It's a fractal code. So that's how the ocean get that pattern. Let's move on, because we're dealing with a lot of advanced stuff here today. Now, that right there ties into the mushroom cloud. Let's shut some of this stuff up. Much stuff open. shut some of this stuff up. So the MGM line is roaring for the same reason that this bomb is loud as hell, like the MGM line. And the reason the MGM line is dozing, like this whole explosion represents the MGM lion with the halo on. That's what you got to realize. It's representing the Big Bang and how energy can break the sound barrier. And once you break the sound barrier, then you can start breaking the light barrier. And then you now you break it through the ether and shit. How loud can you get, though? That's what CERN is doing. It's, when that thing gets fully active, it's going to be the loudest shit we ever heard on Earth. And that's when the Bible say that the last trumpet going to sound off, and it's going to be the end of the world. They're going to recreate the Big Bang. You even look at this, it looks like a bullhorn sounding off. That sound is energy. This vibration and sound that's carrying through the ether. In other words, people, this explosion has opened up the heavens. Energy is able to shake the earth, is able to open the heavens. You know why? When they start shaking up the earth, that's when you know we're in the end of days. Because the Bible just told you that the ground going to be immovable. He's fighting against God. God said it's a
state.
They want to make it float around. They want to do make everything blasphemy opposite of the truth of what this thing is. Now, this rock right here don't supposed to be moving. This rock is mounted to the foundations of the earth. It don't supposed to move. Don't you know when these Baptists found some of these bombs and shake the foundations of the earth?
I love Brother Sanjay.
The only time
but I'm thinking of pictures. I'm thinking of the preachers, y'all. God said. God ain't saying shit.
You know
motherfucker.
Right. So on and on. Because people don't say some line on the Bible and what the Bible teaches. Because you got the Christians going to school scriptures, everything. No, bro. The folks know what I'm saying is true. We read this part. We ain't going to play with it. Bible talk about the foundations of the earth being sealed and not being powerful enough to move. Then it talks about apocalyptic events in the end of days where even the foundations of the earth going to be shaken. That's what Operation Fishbowl and all of them fucking with this advanced power is about. When you create the kind of energy that can shake the foundations of the earth, you just created the kind of energy that can open up holes in the heavens, which is why you see both of those things happening in this picture. The earth is being shaken while the heavens are being opened. They said when God returns to the earth, that's what's going to happen, right or wrong. Why everything we say about a bomb, they say about a God? And why do humans like to say, I'm a God, and they also like to say, I'm the bomb? And why do the bombs shape like a little ball, and they call God a ball? And they said that the energy that created the universe was a little bitty ball, but what came out that little bitty ball was a bunch of energy and light like this. Oh, see, are y'all putting the pieces together now? You put your pieces together because you can give me a little bitty seed just like you give me a little bitty grenade. And once you activate the seed and the grenade, you're going to get a bigger-ass explosion, boy. See, that little seed don't create a tree so big that you can drive a car through it in California. If you see the seed that make them big trees, oh, it's so small, it ain't funny. That's why I keep telling you trees are explosions of energy. Just look at them. Don't they look like an explosion? Once you drop that seed, it's like a nigga dropped that grenade. Everything is an explosion. Your daddy dropped a grenade onto the earth, which is represented by the mama. Look daddy did what's called firing a hole. Well, he put the pin and discharged an explosive inside of a hole. So he threw the grenade in another dimension. Because my enemy hide in the cave. I don't got to go in there. I can send my energy in there, though, firing the hole. That's what daddy did. Daddy put an explosion site. And when the bomb hit, a mushroom cloud was formed. Yep, a human with a brain, a crown chakra, a neck, shoulders, expressing itself just like this explosive pattern. Life is an explosion. The mushroom cloud starts as a little bitty tiny copy of itself, and it expands outward like a balloon. That's how a hologram is made, from a little copy that we blow up and we make it hollow to a giant, like a balloon. It's a little bitty star, right? But you can blow it up and make it a giant star. But now it's a gas giant, like what NASA telling you. It's hollow now. And hollow is halo. See? Expansion of consciousness. This is how you get in light. Because you was too dense. So the expansion of consciousness is the exertion of energy at the North Pole. What North Pole? The center of self. You're a bomb. You can't put the pin back in this grenade. So learn how to blow up the right way. Learn how to express the energy the way it need to be expressed. You are a living fucking explosive grenade. When you understand that, shit touch you. Think a nigga gonna walk up to that explosion right there? Everybody running away from it. Everybody wanna be the bomb at the same time. One single fractal code in the universe and you're expressing it just like this tree. This is why I keep saying you're the bomb. You're the stars. Roaring soul creates, it leads the lower self out of oblivion. So this lion is like Moses leading the people, Stargate. Because he's forging away through the waters, you see. For those waters will only break away is if you get loud enough. And that's why they said open sesame. His vibration. One that's doing the talking is the speaker that's buried up under the water in the underworld. That's you, man. You the speaker. You the wielder. You the one that's talking it all into existence. So let's take a look at you and your aura. This is what's buried in the underworld. For an experiment, a cymatic experiment, may I add. Check out what you look like. Huge circle. Look at the top of you. See, you look like a speaker, but this speaker is buried under the water. So ain't nobody hearing what you saying in the heavens. So guess what you got to do? Scream loud enough. And the louder you scream, guess what's going to happen? You're going to separate the waters. You're going to break a hole in this water. It's going to open up a path to the heavens where you ain't going to have to go nowhere. The heavens don't come to you. You got to get loud enough. How did a speaker get from under the water? By getting loud enough. Turn up the volume, man. Quit living life being a bitch. Quit being scared to fight these devils and get censored. And not, man, you came here to do battle with the devil. When you start fighting, you're going to see how fun it is to kick some demon ass. That's all I'm saying. Why Sanchez ain't got a lot of help. Let me show you something. Who is you or this speaker up under the water? The only way you can emerge from these waters is to get loud enough to break the waters at the milk. And then the sound that the speaker is giving off shows his face from that water, the louder he talks. Well, he's like the MGM lion. And if you don't roar, you don't pour. All right? What's happening? You are pouring. The consciousness is like a hose pipe with the water pouring out. In this case, the hose pipe is made out of water, and what's pouring out of this water hose pipe is light. A light is forging a hole, a wormhole, and a pathway through the waters with the vibration of the light, which is represented by the MGM lion. Roaring. Pineal gland forging a way through the darkness trying to make it out of the labyrinth. She ain't listening. See, it ain't that the higher self ain't screaming to the top of his lungs. It's just the lower self doing like this, man. And when you get your hands from up here, you can put them out here. And now you can tightrope walk with me. Now you can fly. But you can't fly as long as you're doing this. You know what this is for? Prisoners. Against the wall, spread your legs. You ain't in prison because you don't know the way out. You're in prison because you ain't listening to the way out. The speaker is in the middle of the chest, but what he's saying is muffled by the water that's burying. And I'm just showing you how to break free, and I'm using coded language so that you can get this in the subconscious. How's a little fire that be coming in your chest sometimes? You suppress it. See, every now and then you get this little joke of energy like that MGM line right here. I'm showing you a way to get that all the time, every day you wake up, just to get that roaring energy. The more you get that, that's just going to become who you are. That's that energy. You're going to keep that same energy. That's when you start vibrating high and shit. Now the shit that's coming out of your mouth, folks don't hear it so legibly because it ain't got a bunch of lies and water burying the speaker. I talk people, listen, you know what? It don't sound like this here. See, this here is sound like when you try to tap over the head or shit like this. Man, my shit is clear. I removed the water from off of that shit. Look, motherfuckers ain't hearing you. What you got to do, get louder. Up the volume.
Well?
Then, once you get so amplified, you'll even be able to hear yourself. The reason other people weren't hearing it because you weren't hearing it. I just told you what you was doing. You don't know the truth. Everything sounds like Charlie Brown. Because you're truth buried under all your indoctrination. The shit you saying is buried underwater, man. And I'm giving y'all symbolism to get you free. So I'm going to just move on from that. We don't want to beat that horse too much because
we get it.
Doing so
well, I get it.
Time that I may open up the call lines and let people up one at a time say, and interject and say what they want. Now, check it out. Again, back to the Emerald Tablet. Boom. That is the Emerald City. The Oz map. This is the Superman place. I don't know the name of it, but I know I remember some Superman green crystals. Yo, what is Superman? Superman didn't like these green crystals. You know why? Because it made him a fallen angel. Kryptonite. Encryption is the simulation. Why do you think they call it kryptonite? You've been encrypted in a blind initiation. It's blind. The simulation is over your eyes, man, night. And it's an encryption. It's an encryption. Your whole life is like an encrypted app. It's the computer language here. Kryptonite. What kills Superman is the simulation. He got to go to Emerald City. He become a fallen angel. Why do you think Pan got them pipes in his hand? It's Emerald City. Goat God Pan with the pipes. Mario blow on a pipe to go to other lands. Y'all remember? Mario blows on a pipe to go to other lands. Why do you think Pan wearing green? Just went in the green screen. Look, why he got them pipes on his mouth? Man, that's the Emerald City right there that he's showing you. He's dealing with sound vibration. The pipes is what Mario traveled through to get to other worlds. But the reason he's blowing the pipes is because the breath is passed like a baton. You exhale in this world, you inhale in another world. Like passing a baton, you passing a breath. Your last breath in this life gonna be your first breath in another life, and it's gonna continue. Don't never stop breathing. You just continue on breathing in another dimension. So that made our ancestors not scared of death, because they knew they would never. The spirit you got is this thing of not breathing, but that ain't no such thing. You always breathing forever and ever. So him blowing through them pipes represents the soul on earth exhaling its last breath out the body, and represented by the first breath going into another. Whereas it's pipe travel. That's why I told you the tightrope. Mario travel with the pipe. Mario travel with a flute. And the flute that Mario blow on, it looks like a Babylon tower. Because that's what they tell you. If you look at that flute that Mario got, it looked like the Babel Tower. And the reason why the top of it ain't capped, because that's where the mouth of God has blown the flute. I can show you that with sacred geometry. Aureo represent Christ. If you take the M off, you get Aureo, which is the aura, and a cookie company too, because you sandwiched in between the heaven and hell. Watch this. So magnetism, like I said, this is like, hold on a second, lips of God are blowing the whistle. You look at this Babylon Tower, that's Mario whistle. He get them lips out and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's going to look crazy. Yeah, look. So spades on the end. We like to play spades. In order to play spades, you got to have a four-way corner like a cross on the table, four-way game, like the four corners of the earth dealing with the ethereal winds. Look at this shit. It's the four corners of the base of a pyramid, and the tip of the pyramid is Polaris.
Hi, Connie. Come here, Connie. Connie. Come here, Connie. Connie.
So look at that. You want to know why the Tower of Babel don't have a cap on it? Because it leads to the mouth of God. The top of it is the mouth of God. Look at. I'm going to pull out some more in a minute. Boom. This mouth, them two lips represent the demiurge. See, these two lips is why Moses is holding two pillars. Moses got two pillars and a stick. Why ain't y'all picking up the symbolism? Let's go back to it. Why is Moses carrying them two pillars with that stick? Look at right here, man. It go right here, the two pillars with the stick. Balls and a cane. They call it the tubal cane. They're tracking. Drop a one in the chat room if y'all with me. Nightmare on Elm Street. Yes, ELM is dealing with Emerald City. Freddy Krueger got on a striped shirt because he's Saturn. And if you look at the Emerald Code, it's a repetitive pattern like Saturn. And it's your tubal cane. two lips of God, and the word is the cane or the laser beam. Remember now, let me show you something about the tubal cane real quick. Here go the CERN. CERN beam is the cane. And guess what they got? Two particles, which are two balls. They are telling you the secrets of what they trying to do all the time. Two balls and a cane. So CERN telling you, they are, listen what I'm telling you. CERN said that they got two balls and a cane.
Okay.
The cane is Christ and the two balls are the two beads. It's like your penis, the shaft and the two balls. Christ is the obelisk, which is the penis. Penis represents the penitentiary. Pen, the simulation, the father, chronos, time, Saturn. Now look, the two balls and a cane, man. It's the two CERN particles and the laser beam that they're going to make. Okay.
All right. All right, guys, we got 10 minutes. The YouTube clip is in the show notes, guys, so just know that it's in the show notes. If you want to just go and do your own research on your own time to expound it, that is definitely a good lecture, guys. There's another one that he just did about the black sun. I personally think the black sun comes from the inner earth, but, you know, just ask yourself, you know, in this thing we call life, in this game we call life, how are we growing? How are we elevating? And how are we advancing our very own mishaps? Or are they even mishaps, right? All right, guys, from the world, from my GG to the world, this is Landrell Abundance Meditation. This is a message from my GG that she wants everybody to remember and to ingrain in your heart.
Breathe and be still. Breathe and be here. Breathe and be now. Allow your spirit to be receptive. Be receptive. Everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you need, you already have.
You already have.
There are no voids in the universe. There are no voids within you. Creation is abundant, infinite, ever expanding, boundless. Though you live in creation, creation also lives in you. You are abundant, infinite, ever expanding, boundless. Remove all thoughts of lack and limitation from your consciousness. There is no such thing as lack. There are no limitations. The only limit is your mind. Let your mind expand. Let your consciousness expand. Inhale deeply. Let your mind expand. Exhale completely. Let your consciousness expand. Success is all around you. Success is within you.
Success is.
Wealth is all around you. Wealth is within you. Growth is all around you. Growth is within you. You are an abundant and attractive force. You are an abundant an attractive force.
Still hold on to
everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you need, you already have.
Yes. I received. All right, guys. Join us tomorrow on the Hanson Awareness Radio. We're going to get you out of here.
Nurture your soul, embrace the highs, work through the lows, master yourself, work on your goals, just take a breath, let go of it and grow, it can't rain forever, you won't feel this pain forever, I promise you can change for better, I know people change, and things change for better, yeah, I know times is kinda tough right now, ain't nobody showing love right now. You a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now. I know times is kinda tough right now, and you'd rather be in love right now. But you a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now.
Enough right now.